Case number 9611, Manny's Car Wash, northeast of Route 1A, 1,000 feet west of Road 273, a variance from the maximum height requirement for a sign.
Kim Deal, 104 Bluestone Court, Camden, Delaware.
Emmanuel Blavakis, 8 Reservation, Ocean View, Delaware.
Do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Good evening, folks.
Good evening.
Could you explain to the board your need for a variance?
Yes, we're requesting a height variance this evening for a 40-foot overall height. We'd like this variance due to the property located next to us that we can raise this board above their roof line so that we're not obstructing view of our neighbor. We have surveyed 6 boards in the area. All of those boards are within a half mile radius of our request. They range in height from 43 to 55 feet in overall height, so we feel we'll be keeping with the character of the neighborhood with our request of 40 foot.
This was the same sign that came up a couple weeks ago, right?
Yes.
You hadn't requested the height variance,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, and okay. I believe you tabled the other request, so I'm not sure where we are with the placing the new board in the existing location. We were asking at the previous variance to replace the existing wooden structure with a new steel unipole structure, putting it in the spot where the existing is. So the existing sign does not meet setbacks, but we're looking to replace the new in the existing spot and same square footage. We're not increasing the square footage.
The height.
Exactly.
Is there any of that height? I think we were asking for the height of it, weren't we? In that neighborhood? Can we ask that?
What are the heights of those billboards?
43 foot. I can. This is our existing board that we're looking to replace. This board is 43 foot overall height, 47, 45, 46, 55, and 43. And these are all within a half mile radius of our existing board. And they're also comparable in size with what we're requesting.
You did say it would be a monopole.
Yes, sir. Steel structure. So we're looking to upgrade, modernize.
We're going to incorporate the old case or what?
Yeah. Well, there were 2 separate applications, so they both have 2 separate records, but you certainly would do. I mean, it would make sense to consider them together, either taking this one and the one from Old Business Now, or tabling this, or taking it under advisement, and then considering this one with the Old Business when you get there. I guess either way you can do it.
Any further questions from members of the board?
It'd be just as easy to take it under advisement and do them together. That way you're not adjusting the agenda at all.
Are there persons present they would like to speak in favor of? Anyone here in opposition?
Opposition right here.
If you'd like to speak, please come forward and be sworn in.
Name Bill Hatzenicolau, 111 Country Club Drive, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Right, do you swear the testimony you're about to give to be true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
So, please, thank you.
Just fair spell your last name, if you would.
Hatzenicolau. Sir, we are the property that's to the left of the this one. And as you can see, I have pictures here. I don't know if I should give them to you. Also a survey showing exactly where the sign is. And the sign is right on the property line. All I'm asking for is if he puts up a new sign, we want it to be by the book, by the law. We don't want it on the property line because we've had problems before with him changing his sign, and we have people parked in that area because we have a property there where we have tenants. And people pull in there, and then when he goes to change the sign, he'll tell them to move, or he goes on our property without asking about it. What we want is if he's going to replace this sign, to push it back to where it's supposed to be by the law. You know, that sign is right on the
okay,
property
line. Hold on just a second. There are actually two applications that these folks have put before the board. One a couple of weeks ago had to do with location. I don't recall that you were here then. Maybe you were, but I don't have all my notes. This one tonight is simply on height. So the only thing the board's addressing in this particular application is whether or not it can go higher than 25 feet. So unfortunately, the record for this particular hearing has to be limited to just that issue.
Okay, I got the letter in the mail for September 11th, so that's what I thought that was
okay.
For.
Okay, but this is strictly for height.
Okay, but that sign is right on the property line.
That's not the issue for this hearing.
Okay.
Okay. Comments that you're making having to do with the other location might have been appropriate for the hearing a couple of weeks ago. They are not for this hearing.
Is it part of the, did you guys take that under advisement or did you give them?
The hearing's closed.
That hearing was closed. It's going to be voted on, but there's no additional evidence that can be admitted for that previous hearing.
So in other words, what you're saying is, okay, well then let me address this one then. We would like the sign to be the height it's supposed to be. But also, if I could say something about the other sign, the way it is, it's like straddled on the property line. I mean, picture tells 1,000 words.
We can't consider that.
Or why you want to change the height of it?
It can't be a four-sided sign anymore anyway, right? It can only be two-sided.
That's what they're requesting.
Right, exactly. So,
It could be four-sided.
It can be four-sided.
They could request just to replace the existing sign.
Okay. Well, if it's going to be two-sided, we'd like it to be higher so we're able to see the property because the sign is just like, right, it's an old sign.
So then you're not opposed to the request for the higher, it's allowed to be 25 feet. You're saying you would like for it to be higher so you can see your property.
Exactly.
So you're not opposed to the height.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there a reason that you weren't here for the
Yeah, we had a problem with it in the family, that's why.
Okay.
Because I would have made the other one too.
In the future, just so you know, you can always write a letter or have someone else represent you.
Okay.
Any further questions? Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Anyone else in opposition? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
I have one more question for the applicant. How will you access that sign, those signs? Is there a catwalk or something around the sign?
Yes. Correct. Yes.
All the way around, so it can be accessed from the property. Okay. Thank you.
So in that sense, this will be an improvement.
Yes, most definitely. Mm-hmm.
As far as access.
Right. Yeah, we'll be able to access catwalks and apply the cover from the catwalks.
No further questions. Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. We take case number 9581 under advisement.
Been regularly moved and seconded. We take case number 9611 under advisement. All those in favor give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carried. Your case has been taken under advisement.